This is also on this date in sports history. A little bit lesser known than Michael Jordan's final game in the NBA. Angels and the Red Sox are playing on Patriots Day, April 16, 2007, at Fenway Park. Garrett Anderson is the left fielder for the Angels. He's coming over near the railing, the short porch along the left field line, and fans are trying to catch a foul ball. And so Garrett Anderson reaches into the stands, can't make the catch, but there's a guy, Garrett Anderson makes contact with a fan, and he kind of stumbles, and his beer goes everywhere. Out of nowhere comes this pizza that some guy a couple of rows up threw it at one of the guys that was trying to catch the pop-up, not at Garrett Anderson. And so on the broadcast, they break it down as, here comes the pizza. But this guy, because he bought a whole pie and was sharing it with people in his section, this guy was heckling everybody. And so at that moment, he had thrown the piece of pizza and hit the dude in the side of the face.
What a toss. That's good.
I mean, if I'm at a sporting event and I'm thinking about someone's really irritating me and I'm not going to go throw knuckles with them, what I'm going to throw, probably a piece of pizza is the last thing.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I would take a hamburger patty and just drill somebody. Like, how much hate would you have to have in your heart at a sporting event to take, like, the helmet full of nachos, and you're so upset at some guy who's turning around and just giving the business to everybody in your section, you just take the helmet full of nachos and just whip it at the dude.
That's probably you if somebody's kicking your chair.
That's really, you know what, I've been, knock on wood, that's really the only problem I've ever had at a ballpark is somebody just constantly, an adult, not a kid, I understand the kid.
Yeah.
I can put up with that. But an adult kicking the back of my seat that I would have to turn around and, you know, realize that they are much larger than I am and that I probably should just sit here or let's go move.
Offer them the nacho instead of throwing it at them.
Oh. Like, I've seen people, you know, I went to quite a few Padre games in old Qualcomm.
Uh-huh.
And people there get after it a little bit. I mean, I've seen numerous fights in the stands, and it usually starts with, like, a thrown beer. Thrown beer. Not really a soda. I would rather have a beer thrown at me than a soda.
Mm-hmm.
Like you saw the other night in Los Angeles, Justin Turner hits a home run, and it's a cheese ball. Lands in the guy's nachos, and nachos go everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'd rather have beer splattered all over me than soda or, like, nachos.
Ugh. He went
but throwing a piece of pizza.
That's so
I mean, that's, if you're going to throw something, because especially if it's warm, It's gonna catch them off guard, especially if it makes contact with the face, and then you move in.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good.
But let's be honest. There's 96% of us that are cowards, and we like, throw the piece of pizza, then run like heck.
Start looking around. It didn't come from me. That's so good.
The video of people fighting in the stands, where, everybody has to stand up. And you watch.
Yep.
And so then you're like, oh, what's going on?
Always.
And then either you let them go at it and you back away until the security arrives. Or you get involved.
Not the last part.
But, well, I mean, if somebody's messing with your girl.
Oh, yeah.
Or she's in a girl-on-girl fight.
Oh, yeah.
Just, if you have a piece of pizza, I would throw the piece of pizza. I mean, it's a classic story.
That's awesome.
It's the Fenway Park pizza incident.
I love that.
Happened on this date 14 years ago.
I love that.
All right, 2 hours through the show. I asked aloud, because Nebraska volleyball, after dispatching Texas State yesterday, it was a good day at the NCAA tournament for middles, and Nebraska's middles were really, really good. So if you are a huge fan of volleyball and how great the sport is and how athletic volleyball players are, college or professional, there's nothing like the slide and a Lauren Stiverin slide.
Oh, yeah.
That's impressive.
You have to have the right coordination from that.
So Nebraska plays Baylor 1:30 Sunday. It's going to be on ESPNU. If they win, they play the next day in the regional final against possibly Texas, who takes on Penn State. Pretty much the tournament has been all chalk except Pitt beat Utah. So the 16 seeds outside of Utah all advanced. Mm-hmm. You can get in and watch because the whole goal is to beat Baylor, get out of the convention center, play in the big arena, There are tickets available, but would you be willing to pay $400 mm-hmm. to watch Nebraska and Texas play in the NCAA tournament in volleyball? I wondered if we'd get somebody that would say, yes, I have found somebody. We will tell you what they think about paying $400 to watch Nebraska and Texas play for the opportunity to go to the Final Four. We'll do that in the next hour. Two more hours to go. Don't forget, you can join us this afternoon over at Whiskey Roadhouse, Horseshoe Casino. We'll be there from 3 until 5. We've got things to give away. We'll talk sports. We'll drink. We'll eat. We'll gamble. We'll do all of those things. Take pictures. Reminisce about the good old days. All of that. We'll continue the show over there. That's from 3 to 5 over at the Whiskey Roadhouse today. I will be there. George says he will show up, or at least George's money will show up. So we hope to see you later this afternoon. All right. You know, it's been a long winter. It's gray out here in Omaha today. It's not going to be a great weekend. A year ago, it snowed on this date. But when it does get warm, remember, it was 80 degrees not too long ago. When it gets warm, you can fire up the grill, crack open a cold one on the deck, and enjoy the sweet sounds of summer. Summer. Yes. Or both. It doesn't matter. Ambiance Audio Control Video and 1620 The Zone want to give you a $10,000 ultimate outdoor audio upgrade. Enter to win now at 1620thezone.com.